Today we are reading from 4th Canto, chapter 26, text 10. Sasan varahamai san Gavanyururu sanyalakam Medyam nanyam sa chalividan Vivirinyashramamam nadigat Sasandhara namahisan Gavayanduru salyakan Medyam nanyam skachavidvam Vinignashramanam diagat Sasambarahamahisam Gavayan Rusu Salyavam Medyananyam Stavirittam Vivinyashramanak Yagad. Sasan rabbit, varahan boars, my son buffalo, gavayan bison, ruru black deer, salyakan porcupines, medyan game animals, Anyan, others, cha, and, vividan, various, vidinyan, by killing, shramam adyagat, become very tiring. Translation by Sri Ramakrishna Srila Prabhupada. In this way, King Puranjana killed many animals, including rabbit, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupines, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. Please repeat after me. In this way, King Puranjana killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupine, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person in the mood of ignorance commits many sinful activities. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explained that the man becomes sinful out of ignorance only. The resultant effect of sinful life is suffering. Those who are not in knowledge, who commit violation of the standard laws, are subject to be punished under criminal laws. Similarly, the laws of nature are very stringent. If a child touches fire without knowing the effect, he must be burned, even though he's only a child. If a child violates the law of nature, there is no compassion. Only through ignorance does a person violate the law of nature, and when it comes to knowledge, he does not commit any more sinful acts. The king becomes tired after killing so many animals. When a man comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes aware of the stringent law of nature and thus become a religious person. Irreligious persons are like animals, but in this Krishna conscious movement, such persons can come to a sense of understanding things as they are and abandon the four principles of prohibited activity, namely illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. This is the beginning of religious life. Those who are so-called religious and indulge in those four principles of prohibition activities are pseudo-religionists. Religious life and sinful activity cannot parallel one another. If one is serious in accepting a religious life or the path of salvation, he must adhere to the four basic rules and regulations. However sinful a man may be, if he receives knowledge from the proper spiritual master and repents his past activity in his sinful life and stops them, he immediately becomes eligible to return back home, back to Godhead. This is made possible just by following the rules and regulations given by the Shastra and following the bona fide spiritual master. At the present, the whole world is on the verge of retiring from the blind materialistic civilization, which may be likened to hunting animals in the forest. People should take advantage of this Krishna conscious movement and live their troublesome life of killing. It is said that the killer of an animal should neither live nor die. If they live only to kill animals and enjoy women, life is not very prosperous. And as soon as the killer dies, he enters the cycle of birth and death in the lower species of life. That also is not desirable. The conclusion is that killers should retire from the killing business and take to this Krishna conscious movement to make life perfect. A confused, frustrated man cannot get relief by committing suicide, because suicide will simply lead him to take a birth in a lower species of life or to remain a ghost unable to attain a gross material body. Therefore, the perfect course is to retire altogether from sinful activity and take up Krishna consciousness. In this way, one can become completely perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Jnanasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Vidhamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Matujanataka Swami Jnana. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Matibhakti Vedanta Swami Jnana. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pichayane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Asyattare Sitarine Panchakalpakarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Krishna Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, So before making an attempt to speak something about this wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada, I request the blessing of all the Vaishnavas, senior devotees, so they may speak suitable words. So Srila Prabhupada touched many important points in this purport. Ignorance is the root cause of sinful activity. Srila Rupa Goswami explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that only due to ignorance people are committing sinful activity. So, and the effect of sinful life is suffering. So when people in the material world they are committing so many sins unknowingly, it's because they are in ignorance. So the mood of ignorance is covering the intelligence of the living entity. And the mood of ignorance is creating darkness. So people cannot see very clearly. Just like in the night, when the sun is gone, even though we may have a very powerful light, still we cannot compare that light to the sunshine. In the morning, Srila Prabhupada explained that when the sunshine, sun come, rise, then everything become manifest, everything become clear, everything become visible. Sometimes we walk in the night, we're coming to Mongol Arti, we see some rope on the street, we think, oh my God, it's a snake. But then we see, oh no, just a rope. Because we can't see clearly, so we become bewildered. So similarly, when the living entity is in the mood of ignorance, he cannot distinguish what is right, what is wrong, what is higher, what is lower, what is pious, what is sinful. Everything is mixed up. Oh, I feel good, I do it. I eat chicken, it's very nice, tastes very good. So what's the problem? There are so many chicken. If I don't kill the chicken, then the chicken will take over the human being and kill us. Some people, they have this mentality, right? Sometimes we meet in the West, we preach, they say, oh, if you become vegetarian, everybody in the world become vegetarian, what happened to the animals? The animal will take over our world. They'll kill us. The cow will kill us. Hey, the cow eats only grass, man. The cow doesn't eat human beings. So what's your problem? You know, all the animals die naturally. So don't worry. There is a balance created by God. He is the controller of everything. Don't worry. Just give up this meat eating and you'll become happy. In fact, now there is so many companies that are manufacturing also by tofu the same things which people like to eat, like chicken and sausages and all these things. These are available in a format which is made of tofu or cheese or this or that. Even they make a plastic bones inside, it looks like a chicken, you know. Sometime the devotee in Malaysia, they took me someplace to eat and said, hey, wait a minute, what is this? He said, no, this is vegetarian. I said, you sure? This look like a bone. No, it's just a plastic. My God. They make the, you know, really amazing, you know, and they think, why you want to eat this stuff anyway? Anyway, okay, no problem. But I say, Srila Prabhupada many times explained that actually people who are attached to the taste, we can reproduce that taste in so many different ways, with so many different spices. You don't have to kill the chicken, you don't have to kill the cow, you don't have to kill any animal. In fact, we can live very happily by being vegetarian, by being Krishnatarian. We offer pure vegetarian food, cook with love and devotion to Lord Krishna, and by taking that as a remnant, prasadam, then we become purified. So this is the higher technology given to us by the great acharyas, that we need to eat, yes, but we need to know what to eat. So a person who elevates himself from the mood of ignorance to the mood of goodness by the instruction of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada explained, then he can understand what is the food for human being, what is the food for animals. There are people who are rakshasas. They like to eat flesh. They like to eat uncooked flesh. Even there are restaurants, I heard, I don't know, where they sell embryos, so delicacies. These people are rakshasas. These people, they are demons. These people, they are like vampire. We don't think vampire exists. Some people, they are like that. they like to drink blood. I don't know what kind of test they have. But of course, if the devotee go and give some prasadam to such people, maybe they can recondition themselves and they can understand that human life is meant for something higher just than to eat. We can live to eat, or we can eat to live. We eat to live, Krishna conscious life. But people, they, all life is meant for eating. It's the greatest pleasure. There are so many thousands of restaurants. Italian restaurant, French restaurant, Spanish restaurant, Thai restaurant, Russian restaurant, I don't know. There are so many restaurants. This cuisine, that cuisine. There are thousands of volume of books. How to cook this and that, that and this. All for the pleasure of the tongue. It's a big industry, right? Supermarket full of food. Shops full of food. This biscuit, that drink. So it looks like the whole society is geared up just to eat. This is the main focus of life. We have to eat. If we don't eat, we die. Yeah, it's true. We have to eat something. But we have to know what to eat and what not to eat. So the very scriptures is giving us information. And the spiritual master is giving us information. What is the right food for us? So we can be healthy. We can lead a normal life. And for preserving our body, find the proper balance for the mind and the body. And be equipoised. And be in the mood of goodness. And which is very good, close platform to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we meet people who are in the mood of goodness, like sometimes musician, classical musician. You know, we find people play classic music. They are more in the mood of goodness than the guy who plays hard rock, right? So even in music, in art, and everywhere, in all stratas and spheres of life, you find these different three categories of people. People in the mood of goodness, people with passion, people in the mood of ignorance. So the devotee go and preach and give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Because this is the message of Lord Chaitanya, this is the desire of Lord Chaitanya, that we can bring back the soul to their original consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness. Because that's the only way they can become happy. Now in the material world, people are trying so many different ways to be happy. But they are not getting any happiness. This suffering, Adhyatmika, Adhibodhika, Adhidevika, these three energies are always putting pressure upon us. Our own mind is giving us problems sometimes. Our own body is giving us problems. And then material nature is giving us problems. Other living entities giving us problems. So actually they say that enjoyment in this material world is just a fraction of interaction of suffering. We are constantly suffering. Let's switch off the fan. Let's see how many people remain here. We can't stay. We sweat. It's too hot. It's too difficult. Right? We need the fan, otherwise we can, you know, feel very uncomfortable. Some people cannot live in also with fan. They need air conditioning. Some people that come from cold country. This is too hot. It's too humid. They can't take it. They have to live in air condition 24/7. When the winter comes, they come out. You can see them around. But what to do? This is conditioning. Yes, this is conditioned life. We are conditioned to different degree. So how to become free from this conditioning? That's the process of Krishna consciousness. And it is so wonderful that Srila Prabhupada is giving us the mercy of the great acharyas, so that we can become free from all conditioning. And Srila Prabhupada said in the end, to go back home, back to Godhead. So, the ignorance is being maintained by these four activities, namely illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Why? Because by performing those activities, we identify more with the body. So, the whole idea to understand is, we are not this body. Then who we are? Nitya Krishna Das, What is the slogan? I forgot. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Nitera Krishna Das. So we are the eternal servant of Krishna. That is our constitutional position. But now, due to illusion, we are thinking, I am this, I am that, I am black, I am white, I am tall, I am short, I am fat, I am thin. Even I am brahmachari, I am priyasta, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whatever. There are so many identifications. I am in charge, I am not in charge. I am this, that, so many. Yeah. So all these identifications, these are all temporary identifications. Because the eternal position is to be servant of Krishna. And to be servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Lord Shiva was asked, what is the highest worship? He said, the highest worship is the worship of Vishnu. But higher than that is the worship of those people who are worshipping Vishnu. So to worship the Vaishnavas, that is even higher than worshipping Krishna. So this is a very important point. Giving up these four leg of Kali, these four sinful activity, when we take initiation, the spiritual master make us promise that we will give up this sinful activity, and we must give them up. Because otherwise, we become entangled again in this material world. So, that is a very important point. So, by giving up those four sinful activities and being established in truth, because truth is the only leg of Kali. You remember the pastimes, is that, you know, Kali, you know, that was beating the bull, and he broke all the three legs, only one leg remaining. That is the truth. So the truth is that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by serving Krishna and by coming in contact with the devotee, immediately people become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So knowledge is established by removing ignorance. As much as when the sun rises, all the darkness disappears. So, this is very important. With knowledge, we can defeat ignorance. So, one has to inquire why we're following this, what we're doing. We are not blind followers. We can inquire, we can ask. If we have any doubt, no, we can inquire from the senior devotee. We can submissively inquire from our spiritual master, which are there to guide us. We can hear Srila Prabhupada lecture, we can read Srila Prabhupada lecture. So we can understand very clearly about these rules and regulations. So then we can come to the platform of freedom. So devotional service starts from the liberated platform. This devotional service is very wonderful. It's the most secret of all secrets. Raja Vidya Rajai Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. So this is the secret. What is the secret? Is that to know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God and to know that we are His servants, that is the secret. Because nowadays everybody thinks I am this body. And for the small mistake, the whole civilization is going to hell. Because everybody is thinking I'm this body. There are so many slaughterhouses. There are so many prostitution houses. There are so many people selling drugs, selling wines. You can go to Las Vegas. It's a city right in the middle of the desert. Who has been in Las Vegas? Anybody? Nobody has been in Las Vegas. Good, don't go there. Is the last place the devotee wants to go. But I believe that the devotee opened a small preaching center there. It's the place of perdition. Right? It's the place where people are going to spend money and think, I'm going to become rich tonight. But they only become more poor. Who is becoming rich? The owner of the casino. Yes? They're becoming rich. So people go for gambling. And to gamble, you need to drink something. And then if you win a little bit, you need a beautiful girl. And a nice place to stay. a nice restaurant. So it's all bundled up together in a nice, beautiful box. It's called Las Vegas. So it's the place where all these four beautiful, sinful activities are going on. Very nicely, very organized. There's police, there is everything, looks so beautiful. But it's in the middle of the desert, and there was nothing there before. So this is exploitation of the soul again. People go there and get lost. And then people lose all their money. And then people commit suicide. Because they went there, they thought, I'm going to become rich so I can repay all my debts. They go there, they lose the little money they have. And they're completely finished. They don't know what to do. And Srila Prabhupada explained, okay, that's not the solution. Because if you commit suicide, what happened? You're going to enter again. Lower species of life, or you don't get even a material body. You become a ghost, a boot. What? This is shocking news, right? People think, oh, okay, you know, I kill myself and all my problems are solved. Wait a minute. You just enter into another phase or deeper problem. You're going to become a ghost without a body for 7 lives. That means 700 years you have to live in a ghost body. And you want to enjoy, but you cannot have enjoyment because you don't have a body to enjoy. In the Garuda Purana, there is all chapter explained about the ghosts. Yes? You want to say something? And we don't say, I don't want to repeat what the ghosts eat. Nasty disease. And what they're attracted to. Just like the fly. What they're attracted to, stool, horrible mucus, and all these things. So, people think, okay, I'm suffering so much, there is no way out. Either they're gonna kill me, or I'm gonna kill myself. So they're gonna kill themselves, become a ghost. But, here, hey, you can take up to this Krishna conscious movement, and become enlightened, and you become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. This is the solution to all problems. This is the solution to this misdirected civilization. All this modern education, they prepare people to become like a slave. Okay, you go to school, you study everything, you learn everything, then you get a job. Now even that is difficult. Before, 20, 30 years ago, you could go to university and they promise that when you come out of that, you will get a job. Now there's so much people, so many people, because education has become liberalized, everybody's going to school, and so-called education prepare you to become a proper sudra. Means you become like a machine. I don't know if you've seen Charlie Chaplin, Modern Time. No, he was 8 hours a day tied in the bolt like this, you know. He becomes like a machine himself, you know. When he goes home, he's still doing like this, tied in the bolt. So, this is the modern civilization. They need somebody to work like a sudra, like a slave, and they put a carrot in the front of you. Okay, you'll make some money, you'll become happy. And that was before. Now it's, you know, that is changing, because now they figure out, I can make a robot which works 24 hours. I don't need a man. I need one man to push the button in the computer, and the work of 1,000 people can be achieved by a robot. If you go and see in the new plan of the Fiat, how they make cars, it's all done by robotics. They can hire only 1,000 people, you know, who control the spare parts, who replace them, the spare parts in the machine, and the robot does everything. There's arms, the car turn around, the welding, the spraying of the paint, the fixing of the engine, everything is assembled by robots. So we are coming to the point that, okay, you're super qualified, you're a doctor, there is no job. You are an engineer. Sorry, there is no job. Because the machine is doing everything. Now there is robotic surgery. They program the robot to remove your parts, whatever is broken in your body. So the robot is very precise. Because a human being can be, you know, making some mistake, but machines are more perfect. So we are depending always on machine, right? We have a claw watch. We are having a computer, we are having cars, everything is machines. So Kali Yuga is becoming like machine loka, jantra. this knowledge of machinery, it becomes so great, so powerful, that eventually the human factor will be eliminated. There can be one person who pushes the button, everything works. Fantastic. So what we do with the human beings? I don't know, it's not my problem. I'm making money. So people that have no job, they have no money, they can't spend money, and people are producing so many things, so it's like a reverse effect. Wait a minute. If the society has to function, you have to give opportunity to people to work so they can make money, so they can spend money. Then, okay, it's very nice. You can just take a loan from the bank. You don't have money, we'll give you money. We'll give you a credit card, a plastic piece of paper. Take the plastic thing, go around spending money. No problem, you spend more. Then you're indebted to us, then you become more slave. Oh my God, I spend more than what I need. Like I saw, there is some people that are compulsive buyers. People wake up in the night and say, I want to go to the supermarket, and they purchase these shoes, this thing, that thing, but they don't really need it. But because they say, when they interview these people, they say, oh, this makes me feel special. This makes me feel powerful. I can purchase things for myself. Hey, but you don't need these things. Your house is full of junk. And still, I feel good. Okay, you feel good. But what's the point? So people have begun spending money. You know, I don't know if you are a grihastha and you changed the house in the last 6 months or 1 year. When you change the house to one place and another place, then you realize, my God, I have so much junk. I've accumulated so much junk. What is all this stuff? I don't need it. Because every day you take $1 and you put it. If you have a pile of $100, you still wear $1 every day, maximum two, if they become dirty, right? So it's like, you know, why I need $100? I don't. Why I need $100 shirt? I don't. So, it's like at the time of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj used to distribute cows to the brahmanas. So I don't think the brahmanas were very, you know, happily starting goshala and making cheese and making butter. No. What the brahmana used to do with all these cows? 10,000 cows. Janivas Prabhu? What they used to do with all the cows? They distributed to all the people. The king used to do charity through the brahmanas. Okay, here, so much wealth. But the brahmana, they're not attached to wealth. What is the wealth of the brahmana? Is knowledge and renunciation. They're not attached to all these things. So what they were doing? They were distributing to the public, to the people. Here, take this cow. Worship the cow. Maintain the cow. Take care of your family. This was a channel of distribution of the wealth of the king. Because they knew, the king knows, the brahmana are not attached to anything. So the brahmana would distribute the wealth to everybody. So similarly, we are receiving this knowledge from Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. So we must distribute this knowledge to everybody else, because that is the goal of our life. We are taking the position as brahmanas, even though we don't qualify. Huh? I want to just read for you what is the qualification of the brahmanas. Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked by, in the Mahabharata, Ajagara asked Maharaj Yudhisthira, once you know who is a brahmana of Yudhisthira, and then Yudhisthira said, he is a brahmana who is endowed with truth, knowledge, forbearance, and is devoid of cruelty. A sudra who has this quality is not a sudra, and the brahmana who does not have this quality is not a brahmana. He is a brahmana who manifests this quality, and he who does not manifest this quality is a sudra. Ajagara said, if a brahmana is to be decided by quality, birth has become useless. Yudhisthira, O great-minded one, king of the snakes, birth is difficult to judge because of the effect of mixed marriage. All varna of man give birth to children through all varnas of woman. Therefore, the wise understand varna chiefly by quality. If the dvija does not study the Veda, but take up other work, he immediately becomes a sudra in this life itself. For those who live off their birth, but have no interest in vrata or knowledge of mantra, there is no purification. This is from the Mahabharata, Vanaparva. The dharma established by a single qualified dvija or brahmana is a supreme dharma, not that established by a group of ignorant people. Manu Samhita. We have democracy nowadays. Here it says, a group of people can establish, you know, the government. But if these people, they don't know what they are doing, they are sudra, so how can a blind man lead other blind people? The unfortunate thing is that in today's society there is no brahmanas. So we are taking up this profession of becoming brahmanas on the advice and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has told that you go and preach this message all over the world. So we should try to develop those qualities. And of course, brahmana is below Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is very exalted personality. He's above the brahmanas. But still, we must understand what is the qualification of a brahmanas. So if you are doing this work of preaching Krishna consciousness to the whole world, we must become qualified. We must give up this four sinful activity. We must chant the holy name. We must render service to Krishna. We must purify our mind so that in the end of our life we can go back home, back to God. And we are not going to go alone. We want to take millions of people with us. That is the goal of this movement. Sometimes, unfortunately, we come to this movement with good intention, but after some time we start to think, oh, I need this, I need that, I need this position, that position. We again become attracted to some name, fame, and position. So all these things actually are impurity. Whatever position we have been given, that is for the only purpose of preaching Krishna consciousness. It is only for the purpose of guiding people, of serving the devotees. There is no other purpose of self-aggrandizement in our own movement. So we must be very careful, because otherwise sometimes this position, name, fame can be detrimental to our own life. Jesus says, you to save yourself you can sacrifice everything. So if we forget the ultimate goal of life, which is to become qualified and pure, to go back home, back to Godhead, and again we become mixed up in politics and position, name, fame, that is very distasteful, and also is very dangerous. Because we're seeing so many people, even in our movement, who were holding very high position, they fall down. Why? Let's ask ourselves this question. It's because Krishna doesn't like anybody to become puffed up. Krishna wants us to remain humble. Trinadapi sunichana tarorapi sunichana amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. If we want to chant the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day, then we must maintain this humble state of mind, this tolerance. Otherwise we cannot. In fact, the internal potency of Krishna, Radharani herself, in a rasa dance, she was thinking, I am very beautiful, that's why Krishna is only with me. Krishna is now with all the other gopis. And what happened? Krishna disappeared. And this is his own potency, this part of his own body. Krishna doesn't like that. So just imagine ourselves, from our fallen condition, we are coming in contact with the devotee, by their blessing, And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharya, we have come so far to this platform of understanding with knowledge who we are, the eternal servant of Krishna. But now we take position thinking, oh, I am very great. Wait a minute. Why am I very great? So this is very dangerous for us. Very, very dangerous. If somebody accepts a position, what does scripture says? One should not become a guru, one should not become a teacher, one should not become a father, a mother. If he cannot liberate his subject, his pupils, his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. So that's very high position. So we can achieve that if we remain humble. Through this process of Krishna consciousness, we can remain humble. We can chant Hare Krishna. And we can perform any service for the Lord. Provide we remain always fixed with this knowledge of thinking, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. If we have that mentality, then there is no clashes. Then there is a very nice organization where everybody loves each other, where everybody wants to facilitate each other Krishna consciousness. Where everything is very homogeneous, where everything is very beautiful. So that is called Maya, delusion. So sometimes Maya comes in our mind thinking that, oh, I've been 35 years in this moment, I deserve something better than this. I deserve the people respect me. Why this person is standing on their fan where I'm standing every day in Mangalarti? Who is it? He doesn't know me. Right? We can maybe think like that. So Krishna is not very happy with that mentality. If another person is there, find some other friend, no problem. We are the servant of the devotees. That is our goal of life. And that is the safe path established by all the acharyas. There's a beautiful pastime of Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai, they were born as Brahman, but they were becoming very, very degraded and very sinful. They were killing people, they were raping women, they were stealing anything they want, they were drunkards. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, who is the spiritual strength, who is the representing the spiritual master, by his blessing, when Lord Chaitanya felt so upset that these people are hurting Lord Nityananda, who is very dear to his heart, when he went with the Sudarshan Chakra, he wanted to kill them. Nityananda said, no, my lord, you catch his feet. If you kill these two people, you have to kill everybody. Because in this Kali Yuga, everybody is Jagai Madai. Please, 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 give your blessing to them. He has such a heart, so pure, that even though he was bleeding, Lord Nityananda was full of mercy for these two conditioned souls. And then Lord Chaitanya gives blessing to these people. They become devotees. He said, please, I forgive you only if you beg forgiveness to the one you offended. So, after Jagai Madai, they became devotees. They were very resentful, very repenting. Many times they used to cry and tears fall from their eyes, thinking how many sins we have done, how many people we hurt, unlimited people we cannot even remember because we were drunk. We were intoxicated. So they went to Lord Chaitanya in a crying mood and said, we cannot do anything. We can simply cry. What service can we do to actually uplift ourselves? So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, there is a beautiful ghat. Even today you can go to Navadvip, that is called Jagai Madai ghat. It's there. And you please take care of this ghat. You clean it nicely every day with a broom. Serve the devotee, you come and take bath here. So they used to clean everything nicely, they used to smear cow dung, they used to put beautiful tulsi plant. But still people used, they never go to their god. When people used to go and take bath, they see Jagai Madai, whoa, they run away. They think, oh, these sinful people. Now they take the garb of the Vaishnava, but they want to only kill us. They want to exploit us. They want to steal all our clothes. They were thinking like that. People were scared because these two people were terrorizing all Navadvip. So Lord Chaitanya called a meeting with all the devotees and told, no one should see Jagannath Madai like their previously activity, what they were doing. Now they are devotees. Now we should see them like devotees. No one should think that they are sinful anymore. Everybody should embrace Jagannath Madai. And people were like fearful, oh my God. So Jagannath Madai became very humble. They pay obeisance every day to all the brahmanas, to all the devotees who come and take bath in the Ganga. And the people start to see them in different light, in different way. So they were accepted as devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya went to the extent of saying that if somebody sees them as sinful wretch that they were before, they will take all their sinful activity. One should not see a devotee in that way. They have a clean slate. They become devotee. Forget about their past. So Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He is Mahavadanaya. The most merciful incarnation of Krishna, who comes to give love of God to everyone. Krishna prayer. So we must take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's instruction. We must take shelter of the devotee association, serve them with love, and perform devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna. Then we are in a safe boat, then very quickly we become purified, then we become qualified to go back home, back to God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any question, Janivas and Pankajangri Prabhu are here. They can enlighten us. If you have any comment.
Hare Krishna. Regarding the ghosts, how can they take seven bodies if they don't get a gross body? So you said they can take seven births?
No, the thing is that the ghost has to remain for seven lifetime means 700 years. Basically, if our life is 100 years, this is what explained in the Garuda Purana. Lord Krishna is explaining to Garuda Dev, because Garuda is inquiring about how to free the ghosts and how who become a ghost and how long, he's asking, a ghost has to remain in that position. So for our understanding, just like in the Veda says, 3/4 of the creation of Krishna is spiritual, 1/4 is material. But actually the creation of the Lord is unlimited. We cannot comprehend with our intelligence. So for our understanding, this meter of measurement being given. Similarly, Lord Krishna, for our understanding, is telling for seven lifetime, the ghost has to remain in that subtle body. Means for 700 years. That is the understanding the Acharya give. Because the ghost doesn't die, doesn't take birth, but for the duration of seven lifetime, the ghost has to remain in the ghostly body.
That's specifically for one who commits suicide. For one who commits suicide?
Yes.
If a person dies untimely, also sometimes they have to take a ghostly body.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
If a person dies untimely or by accident, some...
That is different, but sometimes it's mentioned that also that some people die unnaturally. That means sometimes accident can happen, can be written in your chart. If you go to the astrology, maybe mention that, okay, you're going to have, be careful this period, you're going to have some accident. Or maybe you can be in the wrong time, in the wrong place. You're with inside the airplane, you're flying, the airplane crash. But even that is strange because we see sometimes the plane crash, only one survived. Or sometimes 10, sometimes 15, and sometimes not survived. So, who can understand, you know, what is the destiny of our life? But there are situations where people could become ghosts. If they die prematurely, that means they haven't completed the cycle of their lifetime, which was assigned to them. And if they take their own life, for sure, they're becoming ghosts. That means if tomorrow morning I go and jump from the conch building and I die, that's because I want to do it. Nobody pushed me. I didn't slip on the banana leaf. You know, I didn't fall because of the rain. So I die because I want to die means I don't want this material body, and the punishment of that is that I receive a subtle body which basically I'm suffering, miserable, more than what I am now. So one should not give up this body, because this body is Jantra Rudrani Mayaya. This body is a machine given to us, awarded to us, so we can achieve the ultimate goal of life. Manushya Durlabham. As human being, we have a duty to go back home, back to God. We have a duty to become happy eternally and blissful. But if we misutilize this opportunity, we give up this body, unnaturally, the punishment for that is that we become a ghost.
I've also heard you explaining that you die untimely, then you live the duration of the life you would have had. So it may not be 700 years. The duration of life that you would have had, because of the untimely death, then you spend the remaining of those years as a ghost. Not 700 years for everyone.
I don't know very much. I'm not experienced in this ghost business, but I was just quoting from the Garuda Purana, which I was reading. Maybe, it's possible. I don't know. Could be. By the supreme arrangement of the Lord, everything is possible. If somebody has done something wrong, he maybe live for a shorter period of life in a ghost form. But the general rules is that if somebody commits suicide, then he's awarded that type of body. Just like if somebody dies in ignorance, then he has to take animal species. Right? And Krishna says, whatever you worship the demigods, you go to the planet of demigods. You worship the human beings, you remain in this material world. You worship the animal, and you are in ignorance, you become like animals. So, if you worship me, you come to me. This is the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explained. So, yes.
In the purport,
yes.
Srila Prabhupada says that present moment, the whole world is on the verge of...
That's a very nice point. On the verge, his civilization is on the verge of retiring from blind, materialistic civilization. At present, the whole world is on the verge of retiring from the blind, materialistic... Well, this, one explanation is that when Lord Chaitanya appeared, again, Satya Yuga is manifested. That means the people will become awakened to this slumber of illusion, and they will be coming again to the light. They will come to spiritual life. Because, enough is enough. We can see the situation. If you look at the news, on the internet, on the newspaper, there's so many wrong things happening in the world. The people are becoming disillusioned, totally. People that are losing their job, people that lose... So people that have no more faith in this materialistic civilization, they're looking for answers to their problematic situation, incompatible situation. Okay, I am qualified, I studied for so many years, but I have no job. Those who are smart, they migrate to other countries, Australia, New Zealand, name it. There are many places still the economy is going on. But Europe, America, the old civilization is on the verge of collapse. The banks are closing. So people have their own money in the bank, they go to the bank is closed. Can't take any more of your money. You're poor again. What happened? You put for 30 years all your money in the bank is gone. So what are you going to do? Make a court case against the bank. Yeah, right. I don't have even the money to pay the advocate, so... So, because everything is, in a materialistic society, everything is based on wealth and money and petrol and energy. So, you don't have these things anymore, finish. So what's the solution? So people, they have to awaken at one point and realize that, what am I doing? Why am I suffering? So that is where we enter as the Krishna Conscious Movement. We have all the answers, right? We have the knowledge, we have the technology to re-establish a proper civilization through Sanatana Dharma. Varnashram system. According to quality, you engage people in their natural tendency in the service of the Lord, and they can survive. Just like in Mayapur, we have how many 100 acres of land? I don't know. But we could be self-sufficient. But because we also receive the same contamination of materialistic civilization, we think, let's make money and let's put it in the bank. But, hey, you put the money in the bank, the same thing which is happening in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, it's going to happen here one day. It's just a question of time. We are a little behind time. You know, whatever was happening, 20 years in Europe is happening now here. This is the boom of economy. People start to make money, people buy motorcycle, people buy washing machine, people build nice house. This is after the war, in the Second World War, happened 20, 30 years ago. We already seen it. But then after 10 years, 15 years, this market is saturated. Take a loan, take a bank, work like a dog, like a slave, and then what? This system will collapse. Materialistic system is bound to collapse. It has no morality. It has no spiritual vision. They are no spiritual qualified leader. Therefore, they're bound to fail. But we can establish ourselves. Here in Mayapur itself, we can be self-sufficient. We can grow all our food. We have cows. What is the real wealth, Prabhupada said? It's not the money. You can eat money, you can't eat plastic, you can't eat paper. The real wealth is the cow, because they produce milk. Cow dung, cow urine, you can make medicines. And the land, because then you can eat. We don't need machines, we don't need car, we don't need motorbike. I like motorbike. But even if I don't have motorbike, I can take a bicycle, I can buy a horse. I can go by walk, whatever. I don't die without motorcycle, without car, without airplane, without tractor. In fact, Prabhupada said we should not use tractors. We should use bulls. We have all the bulls that are sitting there doing nothing. Why? Because we don't have vision. If we follow the Acharya, we can be very happy here. All the devotees can be engaged in the ocean service. Even we can eliminate the money factor. Why we need money? For what? Okay, you cultivate the rice, I cultivate potato, you give me some rice, I'll give you some potato. You make ghee, somebody else is making oil, okay, let's exchange. What's the problem? There is enough for everybody. But the moment we start to take money, then I want to exploit you, everybody, exploit everybody, so I can make money and put it in the bank and think, I made it, I'm successful, but I'm not. So that's illusion. So we have to be very clear in understanding where we are going. And if we want to be exemplary to the society, I think we must adopt the system of simple living, high thinking. Does it make sense? Yes.
Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva, she committed suicide. She became a ghost, even with her knowledge as the wife of Lord Shiva. Why she committed suicide, then the Shiva...
If a Brahmana commits suicide, you're asking?
Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva. Sati. She committed suicide. With all the knowledge as a Shiva's wife, yet she committed suicide. So was she a ghost for how long?
See, those ghost things refer to us as humans. She is not human, she is superhuman. And this is the pastime of Lord Shiva. She gave up that body and she took another body. She didn't become a ghost. But by her yogi power, she understood my body is now useless. So she closed, sit in meditation, by her own power, she burned herself. Because she understood, now I cannot serve anymore with this body, so she took another body. So of course we cannot compare that is the pastimes of Lord Shiva and his wife to us. For us, whatever power we have, we don't have any power to start with. But we should not commit suicide, whatever may happen.
She wants to know a person who is not a devotee commits suicide, but another person prays for him and offers service to the deity and Mahaprasadam to that person, what happens to that person? Can that person be delivered?
There is a way, yes. According to the Garuda Purana, there is a way by which a ghost can be released. It's a very technical way. You know, it says you have to pray to the Lord and take a pot of milk in a clay pot, put it in the cross of the road, and there should be turmeric. There is all process by which a ghost can be released. And so this technicality is explained in Garuda Purana. But of course, for us devotees, we can pray to the Lord, please, whatever the person is, whatever he did mistake, if we offer prasada to the person, we offer to Lord Krishna, we say, please, Lord Krishna, we pray that that particular soul can regain again a body. We offer prasadam, so you please help him. And you know, by the blessing of Krishna, everything is possible, so that soul can regain quickly again a material human form or animal form, whatever he deserves. But we should preach so that people don't commit suicide. Before people go so far, let's preach vigorously, Prabhupada said. Let's distribute these books, this knowledge, so that people can, you know, understand what is the goal of life. So they understand also that if I commit suicide, this is wrong. It's not a solution. Again, ignorance. We can counteract ignorance with spiritual knowledge. But if you are really interested, you can go to the internet and you write, Google it. Garuda Purana is written there. Garuda Purana deal with three things. Sickness, which is counteracted by gems and the planet, and the ghost, and the other things is the gems, yes, which can help the disease. For example, if you read the Garuda Purana, you can understand that nothing happened by chance. Means the way you are born with this type of body, even the shape of your body, how much air you have in your body. It says if a king has only one heir for each pore of his body. Those who have two, those who have three, they go Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, like that. Now there's so many technical information which only Krishna can tell because he is the Supreme Lord. So Garuda is asking so many technical questions. It's very interesting to read it for me because I'm a mechanic, I like to understand how things work. So when you read this, it's wow, you know, it's amazing. But if you are interested in doing something for somebody like that, it's mentioned the system, how you can free a ghost. Does this answer your questions? I think it's 9 o'clock. We should go to, oh yes.
Sorry, just one question about, I have one question about these devices that we plug into the wall to keep the mosquitoes away, and this chalk that we use to keep the cockroaches away. Can we attain perfection if we depend on these things to make our lives more comfortable?
Well, you know, the chalk you put on the wall, that doesn't kill the ants. The ants will go very close, they smell it, they don't like, they go away. And the mosquito machine, I don't know, yeah, we're not supposed to kill any living entity. But sometimes, unfortunately, how can you live in a house full of mosquitoes? So either you should put mosquito net or spray something in your body, which, you know, doesn't, that's also bad to die with some bad disease. You know, because mosquito bite, you can get malaria. I don't know. I got malaria one time. I was in Chennai and I was suffering like so much. You feel like if there are 10 people beating you with a stick, so much pain in your body, so miserable. You can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't do anything. That's malaria. And that remains in your body for many, many years. Of course, there is some Ayurvedic medicine you can take so your blood becomes purified. So, Adhyatmika, Adibodhika, Adidevika, again, suffering coming from all these three different things, We can tolerate it, but we should be intelligent. This is called Bhakti Yoga, Buddhi Yoga. So it's not like, okay, you know, go yourself, you know, with a cobin in the middle of the forest and get bitten by millions of mosquitoes and leeches. What benefit? You don't want to die, right? We want to preserve our life for serving Krishna and the devotees. So our body, we don't have to be extreme on one side and extreme on the other side. We should be balanced. Okay, we want to preserve our body, so put mosquito net in your window, and if you don't want to kill the mosquito, you know, you can put donut. Prabhupada in his room when Srila Prabhupada was here, I believe, they used to this frankincense. You put frankincense so much in your room, then you open up the window, the mosquito will go out. Then you can close and there is no more mosquito. Correct, Janayavas Prabhu? So there are ways, and you know, we don't have to be nasty, killing everybody just because, you know, we are Vaishnavas, so Hare Krishna, bam! Okay, you know, it's gone back to God because I chant Hare Krishna. I don't know. So we should be merciful, so we should try to avoid as much as possible killing. Of course we go by car and so many frogs, ants, I don't know what, they die sometimes. Chicken, I don't know, depends who drives the car, but these people sometimes they drive very fast. But yeah, as much as possible we should try to avoid any. Of course, if somebody is offended, the Vaishnava is attacking the temple, then we are ready to give our life. We can take a machine gun and kill everybody, no problem. I'm not afraid. Johnny wants some punk and jungle, they're not afraid. For protecting Krishna and the Vaishnava, we can do anything. Yes, Mataji. You can shout.
He's actually here in Mayapur, where he would get under the mosquito nets, because once by the time he brought the mosquito net, there's so many mosquitoes. And he would sit there and
killing the mosquitoes.
And that was the sweetest time with Prabhupada, sitting there killing the mosquitoes with Prabhupada under the net.
Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Bodhi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premananda.